you had to love the start you guys had. That was an absolute great start with the number one ranked team in 3A, Hugoton. 19 all after the first quarter, and then the foul trouble really caught up to you, especially with your ball handlers and how Emily was having a good first half and Macy picked up the third foul. A questionable third foul, and then everything kind of went south after that.
Right. I mean, Hugoton, I mean, I respect their team completely. I mean, they have a bench that is extremely deep, and they can just run at you 100% all the time. And when my main ball handlers are getting into foul trouble, that's going to cause problems for us. And it certainly did. They got to the free throw line, and we just couldn't.
Yeah, you're absolutely right here. It really changed in the second and third quarter for you guys. The turnovers really picked up, and you could tell the not having the presence of your best ball handler out there really came back and hurt you guys in those two quarters.
Right. I mean, Macy, she wasn't able to penetrate like she typically would because she could. There's no way she could get her fourth foul. And, you know, I mean, Hugoton, they will capitalize on any type of weak pass that you can get, and they did. And, you know, I think we got tired, we were in foul trouble, and after a while we just couldn't compete.
Yeah, absolutely right there. But you guys really, for the most part, when you guys had your five out there, your starting five or some of the reserves there, your best ball handlers, you broke the press pretty well in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, that was something we were very prepared for, and I don't think that was really our problem there for a while. I mean, especially when they just dropped back to the half court, that's where we had some problems. And, you know, I mean, we knew it was going to be a high-pressure game and a high-intensity game. And, you know, we'll just be ready for them next time.
Emily Weathers, what a night she had. She'd really struggled her first three starts coming out of the Christmas break, but she'd had a really nice night with 15 points, and you had to like her free throw shooting at around 4 or 5 there.
You know, I've been telling Emily that she's been getting pushed around a little bit on the baseline. I think this is her type of game. I think she likes to run the floor. I think she likes the high tempo. And I'm excited to see what she can do because, quite honestly, that's more difficult than the slower pace game.
Yeah, absolutely. And it fit her well here tonight. And well, you have 3 days to get ready for three games in 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's not going to be an easy top half of the bracket with Pueblo East and whoever you may play Thursday and Friday.
Right. That's why I was so fortunate to be able to play Hugoton right now. So now we have things that we can really work on, and because I know Hugoton is probably going to be one of the best teams that we play, and I think now we're going to have time to really sit back, reflect, and just be ready to go, because if we can hang with Hugoton, I think we can hang with anybody.
Absolutely, and you guys did for quite a while here in this game tonight. Coach, thanks again for stopping by here post-game, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.